There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA-LI. I've got a lot of medical news and medical updates for you, but this was an interesting email, and it's kind of pertinent to what's going on this week. Rianne writes, Doctor, I am sick of Congress going after our birth control, and today we're told they want to stop abortion funding. This is supposed to be a free country. I never imagined our country to trample on so many of our rights. She kind of goes on to talk about her birth control and what's going on with that. And, you know, it's interesting. I heard about what's going on with the Hyde Amendment. The Hyde Amendment. Okay, the Hyde Amendment is supposed to ban federal money, all federal money, for abortion services. And I believe the bill, there was a bill that failed where, or the Republicans decided not to move forward on a bill that would have banned abortions after 20 weeks. Alright, and so, they tried to do a later term abortion, bill to stop that, and they decided not to go with that bill. So I think the House is going to, and it's like the 42nd anniversary of Roe v. Wade, on a bill that would ban the use of tax dollars for abortions. Now, it's interesting. Okay, where I stand politically is I like the government, keeping out. I like the idea of the government staying out of my personal issues with birth control, with religion, with everything. I want the government to step out, all right? Even financially, okay? I mean, you can't have it both ways. I can't tell the government to stay out of my personal business, but then say, by the way, can you pay for my birth control or can you pay for my abortion? So where I stand is, it's safer for me, and I think a lot of women, to say, look, let's just keep the government and their political or religious beliefs away from us and our bodies, and let us do what we feel is in the best nature for our reproductive system. Even though I'm not a fan of people getting pregnant and using abortion as a form of birth control, all right, I would hope that we are only using that in terms of dire necessity for somebody who was attacked or the mother's health is at risk, etc. But I like the idea of the government being out of it. But then that also means the government cannot be telling you and I to shell out money for something that we don't believe in or we don't want a part of also. So, you know, if you notice with any sort of political or a headline that has to do with women's health or rights or patients or whatever, it starts to get hypocritical. So when you say, you know, this is supposed to be a free country, you're right. It's supposed to be a free country. You know, if you want to go to the store and you want to take a Tylenol, you don't want the governor or the sheriff or whatever giving you crap about taking the Tylenol. It's a legal drug, etc. But if you turn around and say, will you pay for that Tylenol? Or will you pay for me to have an abortion? Now your personal life is in the hands of somebody else. So I could see why the natural progression of this would be, look, okay, if everybody's going to get mad if the government's involved, then fine. Okay, we're not paying for your health care. We're not paying for abortion. You do it on your own. Now, you would think everybody would agree with that. Hey, good. If you don't, I remember my parents. They said, if you don't like our rules, All right. Then you support yourself. I'm like, I cannot wait. All right. I, you know, was not having the easiest teenage years with my folks. None of the siblings did. And we were scratching at the door to get out. And I would much gladly try to support myself and work whatever jobs I could find to feed myself and not live under the roof because I didn't want their rules. And that's how I feel with the government. I don't want the government in my health care. I don't want my employer in my health care. I don't want that. I want them completely out. And I'm not saying I'm following a libertarian or a Democratic or a Republican philosophy with this. This is just me. I don't think the government should be involved in our health or reproductive systems, except, all right, if we are asking, you know, well, I need you to pay for it. Well, now if you're asking the government to pay for it, yeah, they're going to want some accountability. And then your neighbors are going to want to know, too. If they got to put money and their taxes are going up, they have a right to know exactly what is the money going for. Now, the way we do it and the way government does it is they just collect the money. We're just going to collect the money and you just trust us on whatever we're spending it on. So if our money is going for a President Obama trip or if it's going for a senator's security detail or if it's going for a road, if it's going for a school, you know, we don't get all the little details. I think we should get the budget. I think we should be able to vote. All right. I know Congress and Senate makes most of the decisions on that. But I mean, if we're really trying to cut taxes and see where we could scrimp and save, you know, it would be kind of nice to see what exactly we're spending money on. And I think the majority of Americans really don't want their tax-paying dollars going to abortion. And then that would free up people who want to have abortion because now they don't have to deal with the government. All right, but if they can't afford their own and they want somebody else to pay for it, you got to understand, then you're going to have, you know, you're going to have people in your face. Okay, let me, it's, you know, getting money for free is not supposed to be what this country is about. Just getting stuff for free. So it is a free country, but that doesn't necessarily mean free entitlements. If you guys don't want the government involved, you don't want the employer involved, then you need to shoot down any sort of legislation that has to do with employers purchasing your health insurance. All right? Then say, no, look, guys, we'll buy our own health insurance. Forget it. All right? Let's come up with a marketplace where there's supply and demand and some, you know, hopefully some competitive pricing. Keep the employer out of it. Now you got the employers out of your birth control. Same thing with abortion. As long as you don't need taxpaying dollars for it, government doesn't need to be involved. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. for the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so for those of you that really love your e-cigs, we got some bad news. They say formaldehyde, which is also in cigarette smoke. It's a carcinogen in cigarette smoke, also are in your vape liquid of your e-cigs. They say e-cig sales, as we've seen, are booming. And the vaping looks like it's starting to replace tobacco smoking in many communities, in many schools, high schools, etc. And we have been hoping, as a whole, that these e-cigs would take over smoking to maybe prevent the 160,000 lung cancer deaths that happen each year because of regular tobacco smoke. However, according to a study published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine, the exposure to formaldehyde from e-cigs could be 5 to 15 times higher than from smoking cigarettes. So, I mean, you know, these e-cigs have not been out long enough for us to, and have not been in use long enough for us to get the studies that we need. You know, I mean, they've been popular now, very popular for the last couple of years. But unfortunately for a lot of these studies, that's not enough. Sometimes it takes a good 3, 4, 5, 10 years, sometimes 20 years for these real juicy, definitive studies on what these things do, which is very, very frustrating. Dr. James Pankow, professor of chemistry and engineering at Portland State University in Oregon, says the bottom line is there are toxins and some are more than in regular cigarettes. If you are vaping, you probably shouldn't be using it at a high voltage setting. All right. They looked at the aerosol e-liquid in a tank system e-cigarettes to detect formaldehyde-releasing agents that were hidden depending on various voltage. If you vaped 3 milligrams of an e-cig liquid at a high voltage, it could generate 14 milligrams of loosely affiliated or hidden formaldehyde. Researchers estimated a tobacco smoker would get 0.15 milligrams of formaldehyde per cigarette or 3 milligrams in a 20-pack, which means you are getting those 3 milligrams a lot faster and a lot quicker than in your regular cigarette. Now, they are still reluctant to say that the e-cigs are more hazardous than regular tobacco cigarettes. Right now, tobacco smoke has about 8,000 chemicals. So, you know, we don't know if you're getting lung cancer from tobacco, is it because of the formaldehyde or is it because of the tobacco? So the 8,000 chemicals have to be, you know, you would think by now we would know exactly which ones, but we don't. We just think it's the conglomerate of all of them causing the changes in the lung lining that could eventually cause you to have the vulnerability to some of the cells that start to change and become cancerous, to not be controlled, and then get lung cancer. But if it's been the formaldehyde this whole time, you're doing worse for your lungs than just the smoking. Now, you know, I tell everybody, just use common sense, okay? You know, if you're just e-cigging just temporarily, just to get off the smokes, you use it as a crutch, you do it for a few weeks, a month, two, whatever. All right. I don't think any doctor's going to have a beef with that. But for those of you that are now smoking e-cigs regularly and have substituted it, what makes you think that putting something like that in your mouth is 100% benign? Okay. Anything going into your lungs that isn't regular, good old, clean, polluted air like we all breathe, all right, may not be the most ideal. So just moderation, please. When did e-cigs become invented? They said back in China in 2003. By 2006, we started to see them here in the United States. They say a 5-pack of flavor cartridges costs about the same as a pack of cigarettes, and starter kits can cost between $30 and $100. So they're really not cheaper. And then the cartridge or tank has liquid, and the liquid is the propylene glycol, glycerol, sometimes both. Plus they got the nicotine, and plus they got the flavoring. Then the chemicals need to be heated to the boiling point with a battery-operated atomizer, and that then causes your smokeless vapor. Then you breathe that stuff in. So it's not that formaldehyde is probably put in there on purpose. It could be a byproduct. Now, remember we talked about diet sodas, and diet sodas, when they're left in your car and cooking in the summer, a lot of times will turn and you'll be taking in formaldehyde. I'm not exactly sure which chemical reaction. I need to look it up again. But that's what they think is going on now. They say some e-cigs can burn hotter than 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So if the material that is heated turns into a gas, you now start to have some unpredictability. All right. They don't think marijuana or hash oil will turn to formaldehyde with heating. All right. But they think if you dilute it with the propylene glycol and the glycerol, that could turn it to formaldehyde. Now, formaldehyde, it's very, very smelly. For those of you that ever dissected, frogs in school, they were soaked in formaldehyde. It's colorless, but it is very stinky. And we use it for embalming. They even use it in cosmetics and medicines, etc. And according to the American Cancer Society, exposure to formaldehyde has been shown to cause cancer in lab animals and has been linked to some cancers in humans. Gaseous formaldehyde found in funeral homes, other occupational centers, settings, etc., has been shown to put you at risk for throat, nasal cancer, and leukemia. So just, you know, I don't want to burst anybody's bubble. If you guys are really cutting back and you know, trying to do as good as you can in terms of getting off smokes, I want to encourage that. But just remember, a lot of times what you're doing is substituting something else that you know nothing about. And we don't. I keep saying, we don't know enough about it. Which is why if my patients say they're doing it, I just say, please make it as temporary as possible. Whatever you got to do to get off everything that you're putting in your lungs. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love taking naps. I am such a big nap taker. But they say, unfortunately, it could do serious damage to your health. The warning comes from Medical Research Council scientists who looked at data on health, height, weight, and sleeping habits of more than 800 men and women aged 38. They said in particular attention they looked at social jet lag, which is a mismatch between your waking hours on work days and weekends. So they say looking at the midpoint of a person's sleep on work nights and comparing it to the sleep on their days off, they have found, they look at this jet lag of at least 2 hours, right? You know, like if I don't have to wake up early in the morning, although I still work up early on Saturdays and then Sundays for Sunday school, but if Sunday school is canceled, I sometimes will like sleep in till 8, right? Because I'm usually up at 5:36. So we kind of shift by about a couple hours. They said those who were socially jet lagged were more likely to be obese. And if you are more likely to be obese, you could have higher levels of compounds that could be linked to heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, etc. All right. Now, some of us will then take a nap. Well, then when you take a nap, you're shifting yourself again with your clock. They think that maybe the changes in sleep patterns throw our DNA into chaos. Maybe the genes that process fat and sugar don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just a metabolism issue. Your body's like, wait a second, you're not eating regularly like you regularly eat, so I don't know when I'm getting food, so I better just store it. I don't know what's going on, and your metabolism may slow. Maybe your appetite gets affected. Maybe when you wake up, you get hungry, so then you go for the sweets, etc. So, you know, I'm a huge fan of naps because I don't think I ever get enough sleep, but I am not a huge fan of my butt. And unfortunately, I think it's getting bigger. Now, they say that they may have a pill that will help the night shift workers deal with their jet lag or their night lag. And they've developed a drug that will reset the body clock. It's apparently a steroid-based compound, and right now it's in the experimental stage. And they say it synchronizes blood cells and fools the body into thinking that night is day and vice versa. The tablets were devised by scientists at McGill University and the Douglas Mental Health University in Canada. They were tested on 16 healthy volunteers, and it effectively reset their body clocks. It's called the body clock pill. I'm sure there's a fancier name for it. That makes me a little nervous, but I practice out of Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have a lot of people working the night shift, swing, graveyard, etc., and they come in with a lot of health issues, trouble losing weight, depression, insomnia, high blood pressure, etc., and I tell them, get a day job. Like, I can't get a day job, you know? So they try the melatonin, etc., and it's just not enough to reset the clock. So resetting your clock is probably one of the next exciting things scientists want to look at. I just don't know how we could replicate nature. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. According to Fox News, we have a doctor that is accused of prescribing drugs that led to 5 deaths. And this doctor has offices in Louisville and southern Indiana. According to the U.S. Attorney Office, 47-year-old Jamie Guerrero was charged Wednesday in a 32-count indictment with unlawfully dispensing pain medications to 30 patients without a legitimate medical person and beyond the bounds of professional medical practice. The five deaths occurred between 2010 and 2012. He was also charged with health care fraud and alleged fraudulent billing. The U.S. Attorney's Office at Guerrero's offices were in Louisville and Jefferson, Indiana. His attorney apparently did not immediately return a call seeking comment. He told the Courier-Journal that Guerrero was board certified and has been a conscientious physician for many years. Now, I'd like to know more about how these people died and what exactly could have gone on in terms of prescribing, giving, dispensing pain medications without a legitimate medical purpose. All right, you know, in my practice, I'm family medicine, and so luckily for me, I'm surrounded by phenomenal specialists. So if I have a person that needs high quantities of pain medication, I let the patient know, unfortunately, that's beyond my scope. I get them in with somebody who can manage their pain, hopefully treat their pain. I try to get an orthopedic involved if it's something that I think could be surgically fixed or addressed. But, you know, I don't have the type of practice where we do maintenance pain therapy. However, there are lots of you out there that do require that. And you have had, let's say, failed back surgery syndrome, where you had a back surgery and it didn't work. It failed. And so nobody wants to go in and cut again, right? Or fuse you or put another cage in or you know, depending on what you had done. Some of you have spinal stenosis and the surgery might not have helped. Or, you know, a variety of things. And so many of you need maintenance medication and maintenance pain control. And I think these doctors that are well versed in pain management do such a service, a great service, because, you know, for those of you that suffer in pain, you know, it's not healthy to be in pain. You know, driving, not sleeping, et cetera. You know, and so I'm definitely for people getting pain relief. But, yes, I do understand that we have a lot of people addicted to these medications, unfortunately abusing them, and then it ruins it for the people who need them. But whenever I see an article of a doctor getting nailed, okay, or accused of something, I need to take a look and see what's happening to my colleagues and go, you know, is this something where some of us, it's, you know, one of us did something very, very stupid, or is this a situation where what we could be doing could be misconstrued as a crime? And it's really black and white. And I mean, pretty, you know, I mean, it's being a doctor. I mean, you know what's right and you know what's wrong. Okay. You know, you don't, sit there and deny people mammograms or tests that they want, saying, you know, sorry, I don't believe in it. I mean, you know, you don't do things like that. You don't steal money out of people's wallets, etc. So when you hear that he was dispensing medications without a legitimate medical purpose, does that mean these were people asking for the medication to get high? Or was this that they weren't patients, or they weren't, but they're saying they were patients, or they weren't people of the practice that were in pain and they got pain medication on the side, undocumented? I don't know. I don't know. So I'd like a little bit more information. I'd also like to know why five people died in that 2-year period. All right. So were they, you know, I mean, I'm assuming these might have been people that got, you know, I don't know, continuous prescriptions or continuous pills of pain medicine and had cardiorespiratory vulnerabilities, and unfortunately that caused, you know, a depression in their respiratory drive or something. But that's crazy. You know, did the five people die because of the pain medicines or not? Now, whenever something like this happens, how does it affect you? Somebody like, well, I don't care. You know, if a doctor's doing something wrong, why should I care? Well, because when doctors see that another doctor gets nailed, okay, we all take a look and make sure, okay, was this something that unfortunately could be a trap that we fall into? You know, I have patients coming in saying, I want 120 pills of my Lortab or Norco or whatever. I don't do that. So I'll never fall into that trap. I'm like, look, let me give you 30 pills, but get you in with the specialist to deal with the pain while you need that, okay? Somebody else to handle your chronic pain or whatever. I know that sounds like a wussy way to do, but I don't feel like I was trained in pain management and to the degree that I would need to keep shelling out 120 pills to everybody every day. Or, you know, every time they come in. So I just don't feel confident in that. So, yeah, I take the wussy way out and I go, look, let me get you a specialist. But also that's my ethical duty. Okay? If I don't know how to perform your C-section, I'm not going to perform your C-section. I have an ethical duty to get you to the doctor to perform your C-section. If you have an appendix about to burst, I took out appendixes years ago in training, but it's my job to get you to somebody who took out an appendix that day or yesterday. You don't want somebody like me that did it back in the 90s. So if doctors think that your future death is going to be blamed on them prescribing you pain medication, I'm not saying that's this particular case, but we are starting to see little bits and pieces of patient death caused by doctor giving narcotics. Well, we're going to need a little bit. We're going to need a little bit more information. And if we don't get that information, the doctors are going to protect their practices and their licenses and their current patients so they can still see them by going, you know what? I'm cutting back on the pain medicine. I've inherited so many patients in the last year, only for them to be disappointed that I won't write the heavy pain medicines either. A lot of doctors now are saying, I'm not handling that anymore. I'm not going to do that. One very, very frustrated listener a few months back was telling me that their doctor won't manage this. What are doctors? Aren't doctors supposed to prescribe anything that could be prescribed? No. You know, we doctors, it took a long time for us to see that we have very little liberty in what we're really allowed to do. And the one liberty that a lot of us are exercising is if we aren't 100% comfortable in managing something, we will say no, go somewhere else. And the reason why we doctors could do that is because we're being paid so little. Once you realize that the $5 copay or the $10 copay, if that you get, all right, is nowhere near going to pay for the malpractice costs or the legal fees. If somebody decides to sue you that something happened, you're starting to see doctors take the low-maintenance route. All right, I was trained to do everything. I am a family doc. I was trained whether you have seizures, whether you cut off your foot, whether your baby has croup, whether grandma has dementia, we tackle it all. And I did. For my first few years of practice, I did. And then I told one of my patients, I go, you know, look, you know, I know you suffer from seizures and you don't want to see the neurologist and you think it's cheaper to see me, which shouldn't be because usually the office visits are the same. But I got to tell you, don't you think a neurologist would be a little better for you than me? No, Dolly, I just want one doctor to do it all. And I started realizing, I'm like, I don't think I want to go there. We had a patient who was on phentermine, the diet pill, and a young patient, and she comes in for her monthly checks. You know, check her blood pressure, check her heart rate, check her weight. And she said, you didn't hear what happened to me? And I go, what happened? She goes, I almost hit a kid. I had a seizure when I was driving, and I jumped the curb. It was near school. Thank God I didn't kill anybody or kill myself. But ER took my driver's license away. This was years ago. And they said it was the fentanyl, the diet pill, that gave me seizures. You know, and meanwhile, she really didn't lose that much weight on it. I'm like, really? I've never seen fentanyl cause a seizure. But she lost her driver's license, had to go through the workup and the evaluation and the monitoring before, you know, she could get the medication again. I actually ran into her a few months ago, so it's been over a decade, and still of the same weight. So the trial of fentanyl that she was on didn't really help the weight loss anyway in that particular case. So with stories like that, you'll see a lot of doctors go, you know what, if fentanyl isn't saving a life, maybe I'm not going to prescribe it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this was a frightening study. They say taking the pill may increase the risk of brain cancer or even taking the IUD. They say progesterone only birth control pills had a much more strongly associated risk. Now, this is very, very frightening to a lot of us, but I have to tell you, it was a very, very, very small link. And think about how many decades birth control has been around, and are we really seeing that much of an incidence of brain cancer? So, according to this study, okay, researchers used health data from Denmark to compare 317 women diagnosed with glioma. Glioma is a type of brain tumor. And they looked at 2,100 people who were free of a brain tumor. Okay? They were all age 15 to 49, so they were young enough to still be using birth control. Women who had ever used an oral contraceptive or a hormone-releasing intrauterine device, the IUD, or a coil, were 50% more likely to develop brain cancer than those who had not. They say the difference in risk increased to 90% if women had used one of the contraceptives for 5 years or more. Well, a lot of these IUDs are 5 year old, you know, 5 years, and then you change it out like the Mirena. Progesterone only contraceptives, they say, were most strongly associated with glioma, and it raised the risk almost threefold. In terms of cancer type, the risk was greatest for glioblastoma multiforme, which is the most aggressive type of primary brain tumor. Danish lead researcher, according to Mail Online, Dr. David Geist from Odense University Hospital and University of Southern Denmark said, keep in mind, you got to look at this risk in context. In a population of women in reproductive age, including those who use hormonal contraceptives, you would anticipate seeing 5 in 100,000 people develop a brain tumor anyway. We found a statistically significant association between hormonal contraceptive use and glioma risk, but still, they should look at risk benefits, et cetera. So for those of you looking at this going, oh, my gosh, the pill is going to put me at risk for brain cancer, I would say relax. You know, I still don't think any sort of medication we take on a daily basis is risk-free. But a lot of us have found that our bodies start to do wacky things. And a lot of times this birth control, et cetera, will protect us. For example, birth control could protect you against ovarian cancer. Birth control could protect you against anemia. Birth control could protect you against a pregnancy that could be risky for you if you're 49 years old. So you got to look at the benefits and the risks, etc. But the progesterone only containing contraceptives like the mini pill, Micronor, these progesterone only ones seem to be more of a culprit than the other sorts of birth control. So I'm not saying if you take the estrogen one, you're healthier. But keep in mind, you know, when would we use like a progesterone-only pill? Well, sometimes if you're breastfeeding, we'll just put you on progesterone-only. We won't put you on estrogen pill. If you have a history of blood clots, you know, we probably don't put you on any birth control, but we definitely don't want you on the estrogen kind. So, depending on you know, what's going on with you, we decide what type of pill. But the majority of the birth control pills have estrogen, okay? Well, now, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What about the risk of, you know, just going to a hospital? Well, apparently, halogen lights at a hospital, Silverton Hospital, burned 10 patients. It was a Marion County hospital, and they sustained burns because staff did not replace filters on lights in 3 operating rooms. Staff at Silverton Hospital changed diffusers on the halogen lights in September 2013, but left out the filters. The first cases of skin burns came to the hospital's attention back in June. Then the hospital investigation pinpointed the cause 5 months later. 2,100 patients who underwent procedures in the operating rooms during the 14-month period could have been at risk. The halogen lamps emit UV light, and they must have filters. The filter is often incorporated into the bulb's glass, but some lamps require separate filters. Wow. Oh, that's an owie. It took several months, I guess, to figure out the cause of the burns because the hospital initially looked at more common culprits like the solutions to prep the skin, the bandages, the cautery devices. They were looking at what else could have burned them. And then they figured out, so one of the surgical team members said, didn't they do maintenance on the lights? So the operating room staff routinely replaces the light bulbs. Okay, but they might not have performed the filter check or diffuser, etc. Fewer than 10 patients have contacted the hospitals with burns thus far. Their injuries range from mild burns to severe, thick skin burns. None of the patients have been permanently disfigured, luckily. They say in the most extreme cases, patients will have permanent redness on the part of their skin that was exposed to light. Now, of course, we're worried about cancer and other sorts of long-term sequelae of the UV light. They haven't mentioned that yet. They say patients, remember, are draped during surgery. So there's only isolated patches of skin where the light was focused, where the people were burned. So, for example, you are draped pretty well. But then where we need to cut, we have a little baby opening. And so that piece of skin is what has the light shining on it. Oh, I could just imagine. Jeez. Imagine a vaginal hysterectomy. Anyway, so the Oregon Safety Patient Commission will soon submit a formal report, and then they have replaced their halogen lamps with lights that use light-emitting diodes, LEDs, and change their procedure, etc. But this won't be over. Some of these people later say that they eventually got skin cancer or something from that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. People talk about how expensive it is to live in the United States. Well, there's countries that beat us out. Apparently, there's a report showing that the U.S. is now the 24th most costly place to live in the world. It's up from 28 last year. Apparently, Switzerland, Norway, Venezuela, Iceland, Australia, Denmark were in the top six of the most expensive places. Switzerland is number one. They looked at the cost of groceries, transportation, utilities, I guess Latin America, Venezuela has also climbed to third place. Iceland jumped significantly. Let me see what's going on here. Let me see if I can find actual numbers. So I don't know what the cost of living is. It's probably an index. You know, when they look at one-way tickets and monthly passes and taxi fares and gas prices and meals, etc. I don't know if they're also looking at health care because I'd like to know. You know, they looked at the price of meat, bread, rice, eggs, fruit, alcohol, etc. I'm looking at Switzerland pictures in Australia. Oh, my gosh. You know, apparently they say South America's, let me see, Colombia seemed to be the cheapest for them. Switzerland, Norway, Venezuela, Iceland, Denmark, Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, Kuwait, and UK round up the top 10. Then Ireland, Luxembourg, Finland, France, and Belgium. So still Europe, right, and South America pretty expensive. What were the lowest costs of living? India, Nepal, Pakistan, Tunisia, Algeria, Moldova, Egypt, Macedonia, Syria, Colombia, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Georgia, Morocco, and the Philippines. Some of the least expensive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. While looking at all those beautiful city pictures, a lot of us are freezing. We're pretty cold. All right? And remember our parents used to say, you need to put socks on your feet, put some sockies on your feet to warm up those feet. Like, way, really cold feet will increase us, you know, the chance to get sick, really? Well, apparently a leading expert said, yeah, absolutely. Chilly feet will increase your risk of catching viruses. Dr. Ron Eccles, director of Cardiff University's Common Cold Center, has been studying this for over 25 years and says many people carry the bugs that cause cold and flu already in their nose, but when your feet temperature drops and you start to get the chills, that's when they take advantage and make you sick. So cover up those feet and keep them dry. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down. You don't hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down in a little white church. Hang me down in a little white church.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.